This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you are free to call in and talk live on the radio. Well, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, or whatever the corresponding time is in your particular time zone, it's normally, well, it's hard to say normally, isn't it, Daryl? Who normally is in the third person seat now? At this point, Johnny Ray, the libertarian janitor, has had a baby, and by that I mean his...
He's taken
other.
Paternity leave.
Yes, yeah, that's accurate. So we've had just a string of fill-ins coming in, and fortune smiled upon us, and Libertarian Banker was taking a short vacation while he was up here, and so here he is.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me up here.
Yeah, thanks for visiting. And you brought in a couple of stories, one of which I am very interested in, and that is... about payday loans. This is a really sort of hot topic. You'll find media talking about this relatively regularly because they have nothing nice to say.
Exactly,
like
yeah.
A payday loan is a bad idea, which is a bad idea, which is a bad idea. We should never let anyone do it because bad idea.
Well, it generally is a bad idea, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it should be prohibited by law.
Sure. Doing an operation on yourself is a bad idea until you need to do it.
Exactly.
In which case, I mean, we probably shouldn't
outlaw it. There's a video, or actually there's a movie about that one scientist lady that was down at the South Pole that had to do surgery on herself.
And Antarctica's a big continent. It's not an entire pole.
She was at the South Pole base.
No, I think she was at a different base.
I thought she was at the South Pole base.
Not. So, tell me about payday loans.
So look,
go look it up, Daryl.
Like you said,
tell me if I'm wrong.
These definitely are. They're very controversial products. And this article I brought in here is from Vox.com, which isn't a website that I particularly like too much, but I thought...
They write some good articles, but they also write some stuff that's obviously slanted.
When this one is, this one's a 3 or 4 months old, so it's not as, some of the names aren't as current. But it talks about the name of the article is "A Payday Lender is Accused of Stealing Millions from Customers. Trump's CFPB is Now Letting Them Off the Hook." You see how they wrote Trump right in front of CFPB? Yeah, so
it's important.
You already know where this article is slanted here.
And what is the CFPB?
Sure. CFPB is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And it's responsible. It was created under Dodd-Frank, and it's responsible for regulating banks and other financial institutions when it comes to consumer affairs.
And honestly, a payday loan is a bank. It's a odd bank. Doesn't function like the banks that often we think of, but...
It's not a depository institution.
That's true.
Exactly. So what they're doing is, they are going to make sure that all the disclosures meet the federal guidelines and standards, and they write all of those standards for any type of financing or loan out there. So this article starts off, and I'm going to kind of jump around it, but I hope it'll make sense here. So, and it says, the CFPB is taking it easy on payday lenders accused of preying on low-income workers. In the agency's first report to Congress since Mick Mulvaney took the helm in November, now remember, this is an older article. I believe there's a new lady who's just been appointed at the CFPB.
Sorry, I don't know my CFPB appointees.
Sure. Actually, I think Congress is in the middle of...
lying,
grilling, or whatever they do to them.
Stealing things?
Sure.
Okay.
vetting her as the new CFPB manager. But anyway, the CFPB said it's dropping sanctions against NDG Financial Corp, which is a group of 21 businesses that has been accused of running a cross-border online payday lending scheme in Canada and the United States.
Okay.
And that's in quotes, so I'm assuming this is some...
Here in the United States, when one uses the term scheme, it is a pretty loaded term. Now, in Great Britain, they'll use the term scheme for anything, just basically an idea, the enactment of an idea or whatever. But here, scheme is almost always nefarious.
So in this instance, Mark, they use the word scheme to mean something illegal, right? Because I believe maybe scheme sounds a little more conspiratorial than illegal, because it says the scheme primarily involved making loans to U.S. consumers in violation of state usury laws and then using unfair and deceptive and abusive practices to collect on the loans and profit from the revenues. So they broke the law.
The history of usury. All right, so usury goes back a long way, as far back in European history as we can pretty much go. And the idea is that if you're going to loan someone money, you should not loan it any interest at all. Anything that interest is usury. End of story.
Right.
Now, why? And by the way, this kept Europe in the Dark Ages for a long time and empowered ethnic groups like the Jews and that sort of thing over, made them look bad. I can't remember what the story is, but there's one where basically the Jew is vilified because he's the banker and, those sorts of things. I think it was the one where the pound of flesh right next to the heart or something like that. I can't remember what the story was, but, it would come to my mind later if I looked it up.
I'm sure someone will call in about it and let us know.
Nonetheless, these usury laws caused all kinds of problems. A, it kept Europe in the Dark Ages because nobody could get any loans to do anything. What you need in order to have a successful business or interest or organization is you need money and you need a good idea. You can have a good idea, but if you don't have money, you're just another bum out in the fields cutting wheat with a good idea.
And you need someone else to want that good idea. It's a solution to a problem, which is what payday loans ultimately are.
The definition of scheme, according to Google, just type in define and scheme for the verb. Now, there's both a noun and a verb.
Scheme, yes.
The verb is to make plans, especially in a devious way or with intent to do something illegal or wrong. So they're using the word scheme as a noun, but applying the verb definition.
Well, what's the noun definition?
A large-scale systematic plan or arrangement for attaining a particular object.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Well, isn't that business in general? I mean, don't you make up a scheme to...
Government. Yeah. So any government idea, any government program, they'll call them government programs here in the United States. They call them government schemes in Great Britain.
Sure, sure. It's just the difference of mentality.
It's just usage.
So jumping a little bit ahead in this article here, and this is one of the reasons I brought this article in was to talk about payday loans and consumer lending in general as an issue rather than talk about these specific situations.
Right. So let's explain what a payday loan is for people who don't necessarily know what it is before we go on.
And it defines it right here. It says payday loans have long been one of the sketchiest financial products available to consumers. These short-term loans are typically offered to low-income workers who don't have credit or don't have any credit or have bad credit. They're essentially a paycheck advance when someone needs to pay a cash or bill.
Yep.
So short-term loans they charge fees or very high interest rates to make profits on.
Right. Let's say, for instance, I just started working a job. Don't get that first paycheck for two more weeks. The pay period ends next week, so that's actually 3 weeks. And I've got a $100 electric bill coming up. I go to some payday loan thing, and they say, oh, we would be glad to loan you $100.
I'm not sure if they would even loan you if you haven't got a paycheck yet, but go right ahead.
Sure. At this really high interest rate.
Yeah, basically you're going to get that $100 and pay back. I don't know. I have never done this, but say $120 or $100.
Sure, so it's $150.
It says right here in the article, it says the fees are astronomical. For example, most payday loans charge a percentage or dollar amount for every $100 borrowed. According to the CFPB, $15 for every $100 is common.
Okay.
And that amounts to a 391% annual percentage rate.
Yeah, it's really high.
For a two-week loan. Okay, so they're taking that $15 fee that you pay over 2 weeks, and they're amortizing that over a year to get that high percentage rate. It's 15 bucks in 2 weeks to borrow $100. When they put it as a 391% annual percentage rate, it sounds terrible.
It is terrible. Generally, I'm against payday loans for people, but I understand that not everybody is in the same financial position as
I am. I asked the listener out there, have you ever had a friend or a family member loan you some money and you were willing to give them 10 or 15 bucks extra in return?
for helping you out.
That's it. $15 a hundred. It doesn't sound like that much when you're talking
about
that.
But when you stretch it out over a year, it sounds terrible.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Username lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edition. It is Mark with you,
Libertarian Banker,
and Daryl.
That's right. Thanks for the visit here, Libertarian Banker. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we're talking about payday loans, which are one of the favorite whipping boys of the media and the banking industry and these sorts of places. So, I think they deserve a little bit of protection. You should at least look at them rationally, I think, is that what I'm going to try to do here. Daryl?
So one thing that libertarians for a long time have wanted is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. There have been several attempts that I'm aware of over the last decade that have all failed, except for one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. And use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL when you sign up or after you sign up, or if you've already got an account, go over there now, input code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu.
Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there we go. I got the noise, and that means I'm on. Mark, Daryl, Libertarian Banker, this is a really bad idea to get rid of payday loans. It's going to lead to an increase of hardship for the poor and probably even homelessness, because some of these people, you know, they have an incident come up, like they need to get new tires for their car, or they maybe need to get a major repair for their car or car at all to get back and forth to work. That payday loan was what may help them pay their rent. And
exactly. I don't think any of us on the show said get rid of payday loans.
No, we
said getting one is generally a bad idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. A payday loan is an indication that a cascade of bad financial choices have occurred in the recent past.
Sure.
So
it's just plain bad luck.
Hey,
well, it could be bad luck, but I mean, bad luck often comes from bad decisions.
Absolutely. Hey, look, you are. I've ultimately always said debt is never your problem. Debt is a symptom of your problem. Most people's
Absolutely.
Problem is they don't have a budget. They don't save any money. They don't spend way more than they make. It's so that is the problem, and debt is a symptom of that. When you overspend, you have to borrow to fund that. So.
If for the last 2 months
our brain rewards us with a dopamine hit when you acquire goods.
Yes, of course. And the richer you are, the more you have to pay for those goods to get that dopamine hit. You're not going to go to the store and get a candy bar and be happy, as a rich person. As a rich person, you got to go buy a Ferrari, I guess.
Although, if you generally don't eat candy bars.
Yes, yes, you can.
Yeah.
My boss generally enjoys getting a bargain. But I did. Another reason I called. Where can I find? I have a scheme.
Yes.
a scheme concerning Ross Ulbricht. Where can I find a list of the names of the prosecutors, the judges, and the agents and the agencies involved in the Ross Ulbricht case?
The judge is Catherine Forrest. You could probably find a lot of that info at freeross.org.
Links to those.
If you have a Recap account, Recap is the word Pacer spelled backwards. Pacer is a system that allows you to pull up info on various federal cases. Recap allows those documents to be put up in the Internet Archive. And I know that a lot of the files from the Ross Ulbricht case have been put up on the archives through Recap. So download Recap you can get a lot of that info that way.
Yeah, wasn't one of the officers who was arrested along with Oswald Ross Ulbricht for planting evidence or...
There were actually
Mark
two.
Force, was it?
Karl Mark Force yeah. And Sean Bridges. They're both currently sitting in federal prisons. They weren't arrested at the same time, but they were involved and arrested later. And the defense was prevented from presenting that information about these corrupt cops to the jury.
Did y'all ever hear of a book by a, she's very establishmentarian, but Sidney Powell, and her book is called License to Lie. And she goes into a lot of the detail about the corruption at the DOJ and the FBI. And she's very bipartisan about it. She goes all the way back to Scooter Libby and discusses the Enron case. And this.
Nope, I haven't heard anything about it. Yeah.
Well, her book details all of this stuff. What I understand, Rush mentioned it once on his show, and the price of it shot up to like $500. I'm going to have to see if I can get our local library has it.
That'll settle down later. But you could do it through interlibrary loan. Most libraries have that. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. Loan shot. Ciao.
Yep. 855-450-3733. My thoughts on so I don't want to disparage any. I have called a payday the title loan place
sure.
and asked about their rates one time. So it shows that look, sometimes you just need some money.
Right.
But I mean, there are decisions you can make before that generally are going to put you in better stead. It's nice to have a nest egg. You probably should have
emergency fund.
Yeah.
You should solve all your problems.
Yeah. You should have $1,000.
At least.
To start, $1,000 just put away in case.
Recent studies show that half of Americans don't have $400.
I'm sure half of Americans are below average IQ. Do you want to be part of that half? I mean, I don't know what else to say. Act like you can make good financial decisions, and you will begin to make lots of good financial decisions.
Here's a gauge of how dumb Americans can be with their money. The average car payment is about $480 a month.
What?
I swear to you, $480 is the average car payment in America.
So
it's absolutely ridiculous.
All right, here's another question. How many of those people, and you... I understand if you don't have the statistic in front of you, how many of those people are leasing versus buying?
I'm not sure.
How many of those
is car payment? I'm assuming that's all payments.
How many people that own cars, and I'm using air quotes there, because if you're making a payment, technically you don't own the car, but of people that own cars, how many have a car payment?
I would guess, if I had to guess, over half?
I can say this about cars, the new ones that have come out recently with the cool get like opening the doors and the dash display and all that other stuff. Got a lot of neat features now that they didn't have before. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Firefighters continue to battle the Ferguson fire in Northern California. That fire forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. CAL FIRE Captain Christian Lilliman.
Crews on the ground, fire crews in fire engines, putting water down on it. They are utilizing all the tools that they have to try to create breaks and create a buffer zone.
Red Cross is on the scene providing shelter for those evacuated. An alleged gunman is in custody after a three-hour standoff at a Los Angeles supermarket that left the store manager dead. Dozens of shoppers and employees were held hostage. The suspect eventually surrendered. Michaela Wilson was in the parking lot when the shooting started.
They were just telling everyone to get down in their cars and just try to duck for safety. And me and a couple other people I know were in our cars for a good, 30 minutes.
Prior to a police chase, the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother 7 times. She survived. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Come on and call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 is in freedom. It's Mark with you.
The Libertarian Banker.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about CryptoTip.org. It is it's an opportunity for you to go over there and print up little cash crypto tips. Tips of cryptocurrency that you can leave on tables. Obviously, you should leave them with cash tip, too, so you don't look like you're just, I don't know, leaving something weird for a server. Leave the cash tip and leave a crypto tip on top of that, and then perhaps the server will take time to go and download a wallet and then get the money off the crypto tip. And if they don't, you can get it. You'll get it back. I think it's 30 days. Is that about right, Daryl?
You can set it 30 days,
okay.
3 months. You can set it up to a year.
There you go. So you can, but ultimately the money will come back if it doesn't get
correct.
Claimed. So there you go. CryptoTip.org. That's a project brought to you by Free Talk Live's Ian Freeman, who's worked really hard on getting that done. And, you know, just bringing things to the world, trying to make it a better place. Let's go to Tom calling in from Rhode Island. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? This is Tom from Rhode Island.
Great.
I have some debt issues, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
tell us about them.
All right, here's the problem. I spent a lot of money, and then I realized Ian likes young boys. Why are you a pedophile? Stay away from young children, please. I love
that
children.
That has nothing to do with
issues. Hey, I'm not going to drop you off because you've said the word pedophile. You could have called in about that topic if that's what you wanted.
No, I've heard some rotten rumors that came out of you. People said some rotten things. If you're looking at young boys naked on the internet, you must stop.
You can go to prison for it, which is probably a bit more.
But whatever it is, dude, you're
hold
gonna
on.
Go to
wait
hell.
A second, Tom. Understood.
Children.
Yeah, Tom, are you looking at children naked on the internet?
No,
okay.
The
then, at this point, you have the same amount of convictions for it
stay
that I do.
Stay away
what?
From them. Use your
hey,
head.
Tom, stop touching
don't
little
help.
Boys at church, for
don't
God's sake.
Help.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
So what the gentleman is referring to is about 2.5 years ago, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, along with local and state police, came in here, raided the Free Talk Live studios. The claim was there might be child pornography that had been downloaded through our network, which was shared by more than 100 people. By the way, this is a couple of weeks after I had called the Federal Bureau of Investigations completely unprofessional for their conduct at the mall here. Wildlife standoff that had gone on, plus mentioned that they were the largest distributors of child pornography in the world. If you want to go after the largest distributors of child pornography, arrest the next FBI agent you see. Oh, you wouldn't do that? Well, maybe it's because there's something special about the FBI. Why is it if child pornography is damaging, and I'm not saying it's not, but if it is, why is it okay for the FBI to go and damage people?
Because they have uniforms.
Yeah, they're special. So, yeah, whatever. I'm happy to, you know, discuss this topic, but it's obvious that Tom just wanted to...
He wanted to rant.
Yeah, he wanted to rant, and he was happy. I gave him an opportunity to do it, but, there's as much evidence against me for doing this as there is against Tom.
Right.
And that's, by the way, not his name. Let's go on with Brian, calling in from Minnesota. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
All's well.
No, I'm glad. I wanted to talk about, you know, the war on drugs and the debt kind of brings us into.
Debt brings us into the war on drugs? Okay.
Yeah. But the debt it brings the American taxpayer into.
Okay.
Right on.
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
All right. So millions of taxpayers, you know, we have to pay for, you know, services provided by the government that we don't necessarily endorse, right?
Sure.
Or
so,
use.
For example, ICE or the FBI or whatever, you know, war on drugs, the war on, you know, pedophilia, which you are a pedophile, you know, that's why you
hey,
would let the
Brian,
FBI
wait, no, we are not.
Brian.
Well, you know,
hold
let
on.
Me just say this, all right? I'm going to be.
Well, I'll let you say it. I got a question first, Brian.
I hope you would give this me respect to me.
Hold on. There's your respect. Your respect's the hold button. Now, hold on. I got a question. Okay? Can you hear me? Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Where are you guys coming from? Are you on some forum or something where you guys have put this all together where you're going to call in? Because it's fine.
Well,
everybody can call in.
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, then.
But I am going to say, I'm going
to do you want me to answer a question?
The old elementary parable. You know, if you've done nothing wrong, show me. All right?
How in the world am I going to show you I've done nothing wrong? What kind of backwards thinking is that?
Well,
are you a red troll or a blue troll?
Come on.
No, because you don't understand jurisprudence. You're a mouth-breathing dullard on the top four.
Radio, you hit the spin around and then hit the big red button, and then that should wind up, everybody listening to the LRN stream should wind up not having heard what he said.
All right, young gentleman from 4chan. This is your warning. You cannot say the F word, the S word, and two different C words.
I think George Carlin had a skit about
this. There are several words you can't say. If you think you can't say it,
it'd be best.
Don't.
Right. And if you have to use
but
them,
that,
you don't have an argument.
But that means that, you know, that requires them to actually think, and they probably aren't doing that.
Okay. Wow. Let's go to payday loans. I've already addressed
actually, let's go back
somebody
to
in the
Carlo.
Discord as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Because I did pull up some info, and Libertarian Banker, you had mentioned that the average car loan is about $480.
Yeah.
And according to the statistic published by TheBalance.com, citing other statistics, that's the average for a new car loan.
Yep. It's actually $515, according to this article in March of this year.
I'm not seeing what the average for all car loans is, including used. But one thing that's interesting, the average new car loan is taken out for 68 months, whereas the average used car loan is taken out for 64 months, with the average new vehicle loan for about $31,000. The average for used vehicle is actually at about $19,500, according to USA Today.
That's from all those people that just traded in their vehicle to buy the new vehicle, right? So they trade in the one-year-old vehicle because they're tired of driving it, or they want a different color.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, over 107 million adults in the U.S., which is 43% of the adult population in the U.S., have a car loan, with the outstanding balance being over $1 trillion total.
So it used to be that a car was basically wheels, a radio, an air conditioner, and then the amount...
Some seatbelts.
Yeah, the amount of it was basically the reliability of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Right? So if you bought a car in, I'm going to use 1995.
Yep.
The features that you got in that car, the $20,000 car versus the $1,000 car, were negligible.
Sure. By today's standards. But back then, that you get the wood grain, Mark. You get the wood grain dashboard,
not
the paneling on the side.
What's nice. To my mind, that basically what you're paying for is the reliability. And I understand. Look, you don't want your wife wandering along the side of the road with a gas can in her hand.
Right.
I guess gas can wouldn't be the right thing. That's just bad planning. But, wandering along trying to find, somebody to come help or anything like that.
Right.
But... now I think there's a few more features that people want. Basically, people
air conditioned seats, not just heated seats. Air conditioned.
You don't need that.
So I have a.
If you live down south.
My car is 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
It is it's one of the oldest cars of any of my friends. It actually has crank windows in it.
There you go.
And my niece, who is 7 years old,
couldn't figure out how to use them.
Asks me, "What is that right there?" And it dawned on me, he's never seen electric roll-down windows.
Yeah. I can't even imagine I can't tell you the last time I was in a vehicle with roll-down windows.
I'll take you for a ride later.
God, I'm trying to think. A
couple days ago.
855-450-3733. What classic automobile have I been in? 855-450-FREE is in freedom here on Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk about whatever you want.
Live.
Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
On the air about whatever is interests you. It's Mark with you,
the libertarian banker,
and Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Check out our archives going back for more than a decade for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Go there, download. You'll have as much content as you could possibly use. And the internet is now full of Free Talk Live content. So there you go.
And cat memes.
What's that?
And cat memes.
Yeah. And trolls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Big Loaf calling in on the Discord line. That's discord.freetalklive.com. Big Loaf, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
What's going on, Big Loaf?
Yeah, see, y'all got it popping. So I wanted to talk about the car loans, man. So, banker, why do people get... I mean,
what is that, like, banker? What do they people get? What
you dropped out?
People get these insane car loans. I mean, I'm sort of kind of like you. Like, I've got mine paid off, you know, and you see people that, you know, it's clear they can't really afford the vehicle, yet they're driving something that's costing them $600 a month. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What drives people to do that?
Is there strictly a
Yes,
and I think one of the callers actually noted earlier, there's a dopamine rush that comes from acquiring things or getting something nice. There's that good feeling about it.
I want to impress my girl. I want to impress fill-in-the-blank person. I want to, you know, well, my neighbor's got a new car, so
yeah.
I need to get
Keep
a new car.
Keep up with the Joneses.
Yep.
I said I wasn't going to get a new car until it drove itself. And I then traded in a 1998 Ford Exploder. that, you know, for, I think we got $1,000 for it or whatever on my 2016 Civic. Now, it was on the lot for going on 2 years. The 2018 model year had already been produced, so they were trying to unload this thing. I got it for $20,000. But I looked online, and it happened to be my local dealer had one of these that had this advanced cruise control. And what that means is that you can set it at, say, 55. And if a car is going in front of you, 47. It will slow down at a prescribed distance from the car, and you can set that sort of far and close and far. And it will follow to the point that if that car comes to a full stop, it will stop.
Wow.
And then go behind the car, and it will never, you know, impact. Now, obviously, you've got to pay attention.
Sure.
It also has lane keeping, which I call suicide keeping, because that lane keeping will go off and never make a beep.
Oh, and it just jerks the wheel on you.
Now, it doesn't jerk the wheel. It'll just drift off. You know, the road curves. You don't. So I don't. I use it, but I don't really rely on it in any way, shape, or form. So I took out a loan, and because my wife is so good at keeping, the numbers, keeping the books at the house, our credit was over 800.
Sure.
And the loan, I think, was 1.2%, coming from a lending institution, not from Honda. And I could, you know, okay, why would I pay that off? It's less than inflation. Just going to keep the loan going.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think it's all about proportionality, too. It depends on your situation. If you can afford a $500 car payment, then by all means, do it. But
it's not $500.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is. But, you know, I think in general, as long as it's affordable for you, then it makes sense.
But people can't tell what's affordable for them.
But,
that's the problem.
But there's, Henry Hazlitt would say, there's the seen and the unseen. And here's the unseen is what happens if you put $500, $600 per month into a mutual fund for 30 years. It's going to be over $2-3 million over that period of time. So enjoy that $20,000 car now or enjoy $3 million later.
Every dollar you spend, as a young person, every dollar you're spending is basically $7.
Sure.
Or more. Out of your retirement.
Absolutely.
Big Loaf?
Yeah, that's insane. But that's all I wanted to talk about. I was going to roast Banker about those connections to international Judaism, but it sounds like the trolls are already calling it.
Loaf and I, we have a good time in the Discord voice chat. Not sure if you talked about what Discord is tonight, but
we have
a good time in there.
Discord is a chat room plus audio chat that you participate in, and it's just a heck of a lot better than chat rooms used to be. I think we've got several hundred people in there that are members. And
active, too.
Dozens that are active.
Lots of trolls.
Time. Yeah. Well, it's always fun.
More people in the voice chat. Yeah, come check it out.
There it is.
Discord.freetalklive.com. Appreciate the call, Big Loaf. And, I got to get out of there, too, in order to let other people go in. I'll make sure Daryl takes care of that in the next segment. So when it comes to these payday loans, we talked about auto loans there.
Right.
And many of them are the payday loans, the title loans. It's basically the same sort of rigmarole. And what they offer people are these short-term, high-interest loans. And sometimes some people need those.
Yeah.
But I generally think it's a bad idea to use them. I agree with most people that sort of vilify them and that sort of thing. But you never know what somebody's circumstance is. And sometimes a loan can be very, very useful.
Well, and here's the thing, is that what sparked my interest in the story originally was a series I've watched on Netflix, and I forget the name, it's called Dirty Money, I think is the name of the series, the Netflix series. And the first one is about a guy named Scott Tucker. He was a race car driver, but he made all his money in the payday loan industry.
Okay.
And he recently got sentenced to 16 years in prison for running this payday loan scheme. And really, what I want to know, what I want to ask the listener is, should it be illegal to offer a payday loan to somebody? Now, granted, what he was doing was absolutely just ripping people off, but it was completely voluntary. It was all spelled out in the documents that he wrote, And the way Scott Tucker, I think, in particular got caught was because he used Indian reservations to register the companies so he could get around state laws. So his only crime was not defrauding other people. These were voluntary loans, was disobeying the government.
Yeah.
That really is the only crime.
Well, that it is. Right. I mean, I guess that my advice to the listener is if you've had three payday loans in the last 3 months, you need to seriously reevaluate
and
your spending habits.
There are some people that they get caught in what's basically called the payday loan cycle of I need to borrow, $100 until next week. And then, my loan plus the payment is this, and that's almost the same as what I got in this paycheck, and then this, and then I need to borrow another $100, and then another, and then you're just constantly borrowing $100 and repaying it and repaying it and repaying it.
While you're driving a car with a $500 car payment, right?
Right. That's the first place. The first place to go is get out of that car in whatever fashion it takes. Get out of that car.
Drop the cell phone. I know it's hard to do. There are cell phone plans for about $20 a month that give you a free flip phone if you need to call somebody. You don't have to have the latest iPhone here, people.
I've got a $35 a month plan, and it's unlimited text, unlimited calls.
Cut the cord.
They say unlimited data, but it gets throttled after like 2.5 gigs.
So cut the cord. You don't need cable at your house. You don't need dish. You don't need all those things.
That also means cut all of the streaming, because just because you cut cable, but then you get Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, that's basically cable without a cable.
Right. I mean, I've got Amazon Prime, $8 a month. And we have all the television you could possibly need to watch there.
Right. Not to mention it's free over the air. A lot of people don't know. Just put up an antenna. You've got high quality, about 20 different channels. If you just put up some bunny ears.
Not in every place in America.
Sure.
Yes.
Maybe not here in rural New Hampshire.
They do provide you some channels if you put an, especially if you can put an antenna on the roof. You'll get better reception.
Right.
There's a variety of ways to cut down costs. For me, what it was $20 lunches every single day. My wife couldn't believe it when we got together, and she stepped in and began to provide lunch for me, and I'm like, okay. And after a
tuna sandwiches, Mark. Yeah. Tuna sandwiches.
Yeah, well, a tuna sandwich doesn't cost much compared to that sushi lunch with the tip. So it's pretty expensive. The number is 855-450-3733. I remember just recently my wife and I went by one of those furniture places that are basically like this.
Like a Best Way or Rent-to-Own.
I don't know. Rent-to-own. Furniture
Rent-a-Center.
My son asked what it was, and I'm like, never, ever go in there.
Yeah, you pay $8,000 for a $500 TV.
I mean, secondhand shops, furniture, cheap. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.